The Thanksgiving weekend demonstrated that consumers are willing to open their wallets this holiday season despite an economic recession and the war in Afghanistan. Overall sales for this crucial shopping weekend were up an estimated 2.3% from last year, but not all retailers will share equally in those gains. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from Berkeley, California.
Walmart posted its best one-day sales volume ever last Friday, the official kickoff of the holiday shopping season. The chain raked in $1.2 billion, suggesting that consumers are looking for bargains this year. But Stuart Cohen, a retail consultant with the Oser Group, sees consumers snubbing certain other stores, widening an existing gap within the industry.
There were certain stores that did extremely well and really had a wonderful weekend and great results, and there were many stores that had very disappointing results. The hardline guys had a great weekend, and the big box guys had a great weekend. The department stores, I think, had a reasonably good weekend.
Hardline stores, stores that sell electronics, appliances, and home furnishings, slashed their prices over the weekend, and they attracted big crowds. And the big boxes, such as Walmart and Target, are forecasting healthy 3% to 4% increases over last year. So who will lose out? Cohen fears the smaller specialty shops and independent retailers are the ones who'll feel the pinch this year.
You get a 6-ounce body wash, 6-ounce lotion, 2 little bath balls that you put into the bath and they fizz.
Lisa Kiefer is the manager of Bare Essentials, a bath and body shop on trendy 4th Street in Berkeley. She says some of her bargain gift baskets moved well over the weekend, but otherwise sales were disappointing.
Slower than we had thought, but it was also really awful weather. It was very rainy and yucky, windy out here. So a little slower than we thought, but I also think that things are going to get busier the closer it comes to Christmas.
This year, Thanksgiving came early, which means a few extra days in the holiday shopping season. Usually, the momentum builds until it peaks on the Saturday before Christmas, which has become the number one sales day of the year.
Is this Rapunzel?
Right there.
Across from the bath shop, young Marina Gilbert is compiling her Christmas wish list at The Ark, a kid's store specializing in classic toys such as puppets and wooden train sets. There's hardly a Harry Potter to be seen. Owner Pam Byers is well aware that mass merchandisers such as Toys R Us are underpricing her, but she hasn't resorted to deep discounts yet.
Well, we're a little business. We can't really afford promotions. I think I'll have a sale in January, but our prices are fair. I think I'll just go with what we have.
Byers opened her first store in San Francisco years ago and recently expanded to Berkeley. She needs a good holiday season to justify the investment, and she has no clue how well she'll do this year.
I'm extremely nervous. I don't want to run out. I don't want to have too much. It feels good, though. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to enjoy it from now on. I'm getting my last orders in right now, and I'm just going to enjoy it. If I run out, that's the way it goes.
Retail analysts have questioned how big an impact the fallout from September 11th will have on shoppers this year. Consumers have flocked to discounters and reined in their spending on luxury goods, but retail consultant Stuart Cohen says that has more to do with the sour economy than the war.
All September 11th did was make people a little bit more anxious and a little bit more conservative. These were trends and problems that existed before September 11th.
Yet this year's uncertainty may actually help retailer Pam Byers. With more people focused on home and family, the traditional toys she sells could hold a special appeal this year. Elaine Corey, NPR News, Berkeley, California.